From the Financial Times in London, I'm Malcolm Moore, and this is FT News.
The UK Chancellor George Osborne has used this year's budget to appeal to savers and small businesses after big downgrades to the country's growth outlook. I'm joined now by Chris Giles, our economics editor, and Janan Ganesh, our political commentator, to discuss the highlights. So, Chris, what did you make of it?
Well, underlying everything are some very bad economic figures compared with what George Osborne must have hoped. In the autumn statement, he was given a £27 billion windfall by the Office for Budget Responsibility. This time around, he's been taken away. There's been a sort of a grab back of £56 billion, so much more taken away. It's what he's had to deal with. Worse growth figures, worse inflation figures, worse earnings figures. All of this means much lower tax revenues, and that's a big problem. He compounded that problem by then cutting taxes in the first two or three years of this forecast till 2018-19. Big cuts in corporate taxes, business rates, increases in the personal allowance, fuel duty frozen, those are the big ones. And then suddenly, so he had this monster problem in 2019-20 to still hit his surplus target, and he's basically just thrown the kitchen sink, the biggest tax increases I've seen in a very long time, huge spending cuts also in that year. It's pretty ugly, actually. It probably won't happen, but that's how he's balanced the books. That's how he's made it add up, or at least in the books it adds up.
OK, so a very tricky political situation to handle. Janan, how do you think he did?
Well, I think the reason he has backloaded that very intense consolidation at the end of this parliament is to buy himself some time in the hope that something turns up and he never has to make those tax increases or those spending cuts. The problem is something might turn up in the opposite direction and the performance of the economy could get worse and he might need to do even more to hit that surplus, which he now can't really resile from because he's made such a totem of it. I also wonder whether a lot of smoothing of feathers was taking place politically, in that businesses who've been upset by the higher national minimum wage, his expansion of apprenticeships, some of his raids on the oil industry in Scotland, were given lots of very tactical policies. There was a cut in corporation tax, a bit less pressure on the oil companies. Tory MPs were upset about his pro-EU line, were not faced with having to explain an increase in fuel duty to their voters. He didn't do anything on that. He also raised the threshold of the higher rate of income tax. Everything seems to have been designed to buy off or to make amends to lots of key interest groups and voting groups in the run-up to the big event this summer, which is the referendum. So I thought beneath the strategic stasis of the budget, you know, they didn't do a huge amount, there was a lot of tactical tinkering under the bonnet, and it was all to do with political management before the referendum.
He wasn't helped, Chris, by these dramatic downgrades in our GDP forecasts going forward, which are much more severe than I think we were expecting. Why has that come about? And, you know, how has he managed to handle the situation?
Well, there's been a little bit of a flip-flopping on the part of the Office for Budget Responsibility. Nothing has particularly happened that warrants something dramatic happening between November's last forecasts and these. But a lot of people did think the November's forecasts were too optimistic, and so the OBR has taken away that optimism and maybe added even a bit more pessimism than generally other forecasters. And so the two big things are, one is the downgrade in long-term productivity. So that's not just saying this year and next year economic growth will be a bit slower. That's saying persistently economic growth will be a bit slower. We're just not as good as we thought we were. That's basically what it's saying. And so you don't get so much increase in prosperity, don't get so much income tax, VAT, corporate tax revenues when you do that. That's big. That's about 10 billion quid a year. And the second one was just inflation being lower, nominal GDP being lower means that, unfortunately, that also hits tax revenue. So these are the two big things. It's bigger in the way it hit this time around because the OBR was very generous to the Chancellor in November. So you compound a general slight downgrade with a flip-flop and you get a lot of nasty pain, political pain.
Okay. So, Janan, is he going to be relying on his luck once again, hoping that the economic forecasts don't prove to be as dire as they are going forward and that coming into the next election, actually, the situation's a bit rosier?
Yeah, he'll be relying on luck. I also worry that at this stage of a parliament, you usually use a budget to get a lot of tough, provocative decisions out of the way. And he hasn't really done that because of this upcoming referendum. And so when he ends up having to do the tough stuff, he'll be nearer a general election for a start in 2020. And you'd have to assume the government will have less political capital because it'll be mid-term and it'll have suffered more wear and tear. So he may regret not taking the opportunity of Budget 2016 to do some of the more incendiary decisions.